This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
What's up?
Nothing. Last night I went through a bunch of phone calls to try to find somewhere where I said I wouldn't go to couples counseling with you.
I'm not really interested in arguing about that right now.
Then don't. Am I allowed to tell you that it was traumatic for me to have to listen to them?
Okay.
Is that okay? Am I allowed to say it?
Okay.
Well, it was pretty traumatic to have to listen to all of that. You were right. I was crying. And you were right. I was trying really hard to help you understand what our relational dynamics are that makes it not a good idea to go to couples counseling. I just couldn't find the part where I said I wouldn't. But it might have been a different call that you were thinking of. So. If you're wanting to maintain that I definitely said that, you should probably make some time, maybe while you're at work or doing something, to listen to the calls you think that might be in.
All right. I think the one that you listened to already is reason enough.
The fact that I was crying and explaining to you why that was a dangerous dynamic. Even though I told you over and over, both before that call and after that call, that all you have to do is choose a counselor. So that I knew it was someone you were actually going to listen to.
Seriously, I have zero interest in arguing with you.
Then don't.
All right. And why are we still doing this?
We're not doing something. I don't know what you mean. There's no need to argue. There's no argument, Ted. There's no argument. It's just not an argument.
Why are we on the phone?
Because I love you. I want to have a real relationship with you. You're very mean. It's not right for you to treat me this way.
I'm saying we shouldn't argue about something that we're not going to agree on.
We're not arguing, Dustin.
Then we shouldn't be arguing about
it. I agree. We're not arguing. You don't need to argue. This is not an argument.
Why are we on the phone?
Because I love you and I want to have a real relationship with you. That doesn't mean that you have to argue with me. I've never called you because I wanted to argue with you. I don't even know what I've said that you would want to argue with.
don't want to argue.
Then don't. But you're, it's very mean for you to say to your wife, then why are we on the phone? Like, the only reason that we could ever want to talk is to argue? I don't get that. You don't want to talk to me.
You just want to call and declare something that I don't agree with and say, well, we're not arguing, so you can't counter me. Like, it's...
I'm not arguing with you. I'm telling you that I took a lot of time and went through a lot of emotional turmoil. It was really, really, really hard for me.
Emotional turmoil where you proved me to be right, and yet you're still calling me saying that I'm wrong.
It was really hard for me to listen to that. It was very painful for me to hear all the things that you said. I don't understand why you would not have compassion for that. This is weird. I'm your wife. I share my soul and my experience with you so that you can know me more intimately and relate to me and care for me appropriately. You're angry that I listened to the recordings? That doesn't make sense.
Nobody said that.
I think that you would be happy about that. I don't understand why you're angry at me or acting like I had no business calling you. I'm trying to have a real, actual relationship with you.
Which you define as me having to agree with everything that you think, and I don't.
You don't have to agree with what I think.
That's why you're calling
me. But we need... Because... If you're making things up...
I'm not.
Like, you're making
up
that
anything that you don't agree with, you're made up. It's...
When we're talking
ridiculous.
About actual documented history, and we're not talking about undocumented history where one of us might remember it wrong, but we're talking about documented history, which we're documenting because of a mutual agreement that we want to have documentation, then it's not an argument. There's not something to agree about or disagree about. There's no argument. There's no way for you to tell me that I called you today to argue with you. That's not even possible.
Why did you call me?
I was telling you that I listened to all the phone calls, which I went through a lot of trouble to do that because I love you, even though it was harmful to me to have to go through that pain again, I did that because I love you. And I don't want to keep hurting you by saying that you're lying. I can see that that's tearing you apart, and it matters to me very much what that's doing to you to hear me say that. So I'm trying to do better in not attributing things that you say to being lies, and I'm trying to be better at trusting your heart that you're being genuine and that you actually believe the things that you're saying. That's not a bad thing. You don't cast me as being argumentative or trying to have a conflict. I'm not. I'm using objective data to help us be on the same page.
All right. Thank you. I'm sorry that I was grumpy about it.
Me too. It hurt. The net effect is that I have to be fearful in the future. Of challenging your beliefs or your recollection of history or presenting you with objective data. The net effect of you being grumpy today is that I need to be ashamed of myself for correcting your beliefs, and I have to be fearful that I'm guilty of causing conflict in our marriage. The net effect is that I have to make a decision between feeling loved or holding out truth. The net effect is that I have to go along with what you say, even if I have objective data in front of me saying different, in order to be loved and treated well. Your grumpiness is a tool of coercion. It changes my behavior.
I'm sorry.
I forgive you.
Thank you. Did you copy the email address in that Zoom thing? I couldn't copy it.
No, what email address?
I don't know, the one that he put on there.
Was it was it for his assistant or for him?
Assistant.
Okay. Well, is that what was on the email that I sent you to?
I did not notice. Maybe.
Yeah, I think that email probably came from his assistant.
Okay.
Because that's revchrismold.assist@gmail.com.
Okay.
So that sounds like that must be his assistant.
I would think so. I didn't take my medicine today.
I'm sorry. Why?
First I forgot, and then I just decided not to take it.
Well, that's dangerous, right?
It's not dangerous if that's what you want.
No, it's not.
with that.
I definitely don't want you to quit your medication. Do you have access to the dosage that you had when you checked out of the clinic?
Yep.
Can you just take that instead of your new one?
I don't think I'm supposed to.
Oh, okay. Well, it would be better than not taking it, right?
Maybe.
I mean, that was my understanding. It's pretty important that you don't quit until you've been a year without symptoms. And that you then taper off your dosage, right?
Yeah.
So the right thing to do would be for you to take your new high-dose one and then contact your doctor tomorrow to get permission to go back to your lower-dose one, right?
I guess.
Unless you want to have the conversation about switching classes. What do you mean? You don't want to have the conversation?
Not really.
I just felt like you were having rather few side effects when you checked out of Honey Lake compared to the benefits that you were getting, which I thought were pretty clear, and that it's only been this week that the sleeping has gotten to be so much that it's interfering with your life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that different than what you've observed?
I think it got less effective over time.
What got less effective?
The dosage.
Oh. I don't think so. I think you were having more stressors. And it had been a longer amount of time since you'd had any recreation or healthy camaraderie. All right, well, you like Chris, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm glad you jumped in on that call. You missed the beginning. He had printed out, like, 4 pages of questions people have sent him over the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't read them because he said they're pretty much all, from one perspective or another, had something to do with the concept of what do you do about, like, the wife abusing the husband back.
We don't do anything about that.
Yeah, but he went into, you know, obviously detail about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know what to say about all that, Aaron. I don't see that I have done most of the behaviors that he describes on there, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to be a better husband to you, and if he can help me with that, I am absolutely open to it.
Yeah?
So if that sentiment is welcome with that group or not.
Yeah. I mean, would you be willing to take specific behaviors to him so that he could talk about that specific behavior? And I don't mean like blame shifting. I mean like give him like a verbatim
example
quote
of something that you always say that I'm doing that I never.
I know, but I'm saying it wouldn't do it exactly. It wouldn't do any good for you to say in a coaching call, my wife always accuses me of blame shifting, but I never see it in that, and it's just a categorization that I don't relate to at all. Like, that would be a waste of time. But if you wanted to give him I'm talking about give him a verbatim script. Like, hey, here's one of my phone calls with my wife. I said, quote, she said, quote, I said, quote, she said, quote, I said, quote. How would you analyze that conversation?
Okay.
You don't have to use the category blame shifting, and he's not going to use that word if it doesn't fit.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you open to having somebody else look at your actual behaviors without you or I being the ones to try to put it in a category or a label?
Yeah, it would be the most helpful.
Yeah. Because having conversations about she calls it this, I don't call it this, she calls it that, I call it, you know, that's like you say, that's something you're never going to agree on. Because you're not talking about an actual behavior. Does he set your anxiety off?
No, what sets my anxiety off is him talking about this program that's a bunch of stuff that I don't think that I'm doing, and me having to agree to do it.
That does that's set your anxiety off?
Yes, it does.
So you don't feel like he's a safe person?
I don't know. I'm willing to try it.
Have you talked to CA about it?
No.
Okay. So you're saying that you're using me as an excuse for why you didn't take your medication?
No.
Okay, good. Sorry, I said that. That was just my understanding, and I wanted to make sure that wasn't. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go, and you're gonna finish taxes.
Yep.
But can you take a break and go take your meds first?
I'm not taking them today.
Is that really okay?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Who told you that's okay?
Megan.
She said just skip it?
Not on purpose.
Okay. But this is on purpose.
It's already late afternoon. I'm taking them.
Did she say to skip it if it's late afternoon and you didn't take it yet?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take it first thing in the morning then?
Probably.
Okay. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.